under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Second hour of today, this Tuesday, February 20th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Unfortunately, Ian Murphy is out of commission today. He texted me. He goes, brother, I'm so sorry. I thought I could feel strong enough to do it, but he's in bed. He's got a stomach flu bug. He said he caught it maybe perhaps from somebody, not really sure, but didn't feel good enough to get on the microphone to join us this morning to give us a field report. So maybe we'll have him on later this week. The Iron Pig is becoming somewhat of a central hub meeting place for candidates, groups, meetings, political discussions. And I have to apologize to any customers who may be at the Iron Pig trying to have a nice dinner out with their family or their wives or whatever and are forced to hear our discussions, political discussions. We had one last week there. It was a great meeting. A bunch of patriots got together. We talked. We laid it out on the table. People spoke about their hurt feelings, about how some people have been treated, who the people were that were doing the mistreatment they felt, and we aired the laundry. I think, honestly, it was a good meeting. It was a healing meeting. But we did it in front of other customers. I kept feeling bad looking over people's heads that were sitting at our table, thinking, man, if I was a couple out having dinner, I don't know if I'd want to be listening to this fighting, infighting civil war. At the county level, folks, of Otsego County, it's in total chaos. The chair kicked out a longtime duly elected precinct delegate, Larry Correll. You all know Larry and Amy. They've been around for years going to our events. Well, the chairwoman, by a vote of their members, voted him off of being a duly elected precinct delegate by the people in which he lives in that area. How can she do that? Oh, that's right. She can't. But she did. Now, she didn't do it by herself. She built support. She got other delegates to agree with her that he supposedly somehow violated her bylaws, their bylaws, that was, by the way, drafted by an attorney. Really? Chairwoman, you can't draft your own bylaws. I wrote mine for Antrim County Republican Party when I was chair from 12 to 18. I did not have in any way, shape, or form a lawyer draw up my bylaws. I wrote them myself. But yeah, she had a lawyer write theirs. The county is screwed up. Completely screwed up. And we're going to fix it, whether you guys like it or not. We're going to get patriots to run for county commissioner and school board, and we're going to fix Otsego County. We outnumber the progressive socialist communist Democrats in Otsego County. Pure and simple, bottom line. And we're going to take it back, and we're going to fix it. We're going to grow that community. In unity, by the way. Short break, we'll be right back.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Next time you need tires for your car, don't compromise. Michelin Passenger Tires strive to deliver outstanding safety, long tread life, and excellent fuel efficiency. Plus, they're famous for delivering a quiet, comfortable ride and precision handling to help ensure optimum safety for you and your passengers. Outfit your car with tires that deliver everything. Ask about Michelin Tires. Royal Tire and Petoskey has the right set of Michelin tires for whatever you drive. Stop in and see us today. Specific performance may vary by tire model.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, second segment, hour number two. I'm going to now read the counter email that came from Pete Hoekstra. Pete Hoekstra before the Trump rally in Waterford Township on Saturday night sent this out. And let me see. I want to check and make sure the email address from Chairman Pete Hoekstra, official MIGOP at mail.mailchimp.com. He sent this out on Friday, February 16th at 3:28 p.m. Friday afternoon, the day before the Trump rally in Waterford Township on Saturday. Subject, important information regarding MIGOP. This is what his email to precinct delegates said. Now again, Friday afternoon, February 16th, the day before the Trump rally. Okay, you with me? Michigan Republicans. In an attempt to unify our party, I have focused my communications on supporting President Trump to give us the best chance of turning Michigan red in November. The former administration's blatant and continuous lies have divided this party in a way I've never seen before. The barrage of emails containing no facts, just meritless personal attacks, are meant to distract delegates from the disastrous situation they are leaving behind. Here are the simple facts of the matter. Fact: Christina Caramo was properly removed from her position as chair. Period. Removed, Pete, you mean at that not recognized official special state committee meeting on January 6th in Commerce Township where only 40 state committee members voted her out versus the 1,138 precinct delegates statewide from all 83 counties who attended the state convention back on February 18th of 2023 who elected her? You mean 40 people can undo what 1,138 statewide precinct delegates did? Right. He continues. Dozens of independent parliamentarian experts and lawyers have reviewed the process by which the January 6th meeting was called and carried out. The opinion of those individuals have been unanimous. No, not unanimous. I am one parliamentarian expert that don't agree with your experts and your lawyers. January 6th was not called by the then chair of the party. She called a meeting within 10 days of when the state committee members requested one, and she named it January the 13th in Houghton Lake, which they did not show up at. She didn't have 10 days to hold a meeting, Pete. She had 10 days to schedule a meeting, which she did. And she scheduled it for January the 13th. You, sir, and your parliamentarian experts and lawyers didn't read the fine print of the bylaws. It says 10 days to call. It does not say 10 days to hold a meeting. She called the meeting and she called it for January 13th. Vicky and I were there. And many other precinct delegates, state committee members, and patriots were there. And overwhelmingly, on a vote of 59-1, Christina Caramo was reaffirmed as chairwoman of the party. 19 more votes than your 40 to remove her. Then he goes on in red, underlined, Christina was properly removed as chair of the Michigan Republican Party in accordance with our bylaws. And bald-faced lie. Not true. Then he goes on to say, yes, Christina was elected at a convention of delegates, as were the state committee members who received thousands of combined votes and who have the responsibility to hold party leadership accountable. Our bylaws exist for a reason. Fact. The party under Caramo was broke. She had no plan to fix it and was hiding financial information from the committee. Not true. Houghton Lake, January 13th, they pass out copies of their financial statements showing exactly how much money they've raised in a non-election year of 2023. This was January 13th, folks. We had just gotten through Christmas. We had just gotten through New Year's. The real special state committee meeting was held on January 13th, Houghton Lake, at which they not only passed out three pages stapled together of financial statements and bank records, they put it up on a big screen for everybody to see. She wasn't hiding anything. What you just said is a bald-faced lie, Pete. So, according to him, because she hid financial information from the committee, for that reason, the state committee had no choice but to act. This isn't a globalist conspiracy. You want to bet? This is exactly what this is. Notice how he's denying it? Why is he denying it? Why is he denying it? If it really is true, then you would admit to it. I have. People have asked me about my business life and all the things I've experienced in my life and everything that's happened to me and Vicky over 40 years of marriage. You're dang right it happened. And I can explain how it happened in detail. Just ask. But you see, they don't want to counter it. He simply wants to say this isn't a globalist conspiracy. Really, Pete? You're one of the biggest one world globalists supporters on planet Earth. You acted that way when you were a congressman. You voted that way when you were a congressman from Michigan. His conservative voting record, folks, 48%. One world globalist all day long. She wasn't doing her job, and it was going to cost us this election. No, you know what it was going to do? You see, Pete, Let Trucker Randy educate you. The people are pissed. Everybody, Democrats, independents, libertarians, constitutionalists, U.S. taxpayer, everybody is pissed this year. We're fighting like you have never seen before. You betcha. That point, you're absolutely correct. But this is going to be a landslide, straight Republican poll. And if Christina Caramo, by not spending $800,000 on booze, not wasting $12,000 a month on the Peter Secchia building on Seymour Avenue, by not giving a multi-million dollar paid political consultant fee to John Yob Strategic National, by not spending that money, not wasting that money with the good old boys, not having things printed up by Scott Greenlee's printing company who ran for chair against her, by not catering to Betsy DeVos, she's raised more money, net effectively, bottom dollar, comparing Weiser's non-election year of 2021. Christina Caramo actually outraised Weiser in 2023. By not taking a salary, by not renting the building, not spending almost $1 million on alcohol, guess what? She's farther ahead than Weiser was heading into 2024 compared to his 2022. But they don't want to talk about that. You know why? Because of this election being a tidal wave election for the Republicans, Christina Caramo is going to win the state of Michigan as chair of the Michigan Republican Party. We will take back the majority of the House in Lansing. Our Republican congressman candidates will be elected. This is going to be a monumental event when she does it differently than the good old boys have been trying to do it for the last three election cycles and failed. They've all failed. They've all failed. Weiser, then Cox, then Weiser again. 2018, 2020, 2022. What good did $20, $30, $40 million do us when you got your butts kicked? She's got a plan to do it different. And it's going to work. And they are scared to death of that. Why? Because that dinosaur building, Seymour Avenue, is going to be sold. It's going to be overturned in court this week. I can guarantee it. They did not have the right to give ownership of that building to a trust that they formed under Bobby Shostak. Why do you think my Twitter account's been hacked? I tried to post something on my own Twitter account last night. Can't log into my account. Some idiot from Texas hijacked my Twitter account. Over 3,000 followers, 9,600 posts. I posted this proposal that Christina wanted a vote of the delegates on March 2nd in Detroit. I posted that email that I just read to you guys in the first hour. I can't get into Trucker Randy on Twitter. If you guys are on Twitter X, try to get to Trucker Randy's page and see what's there. See what posts. I believe the last one I put on there was the proposal from Christina to Hoekstra. Going to wrap this up. Fact, according to Pete Hoekstra, President Trump is supporting the Hoekstra administration. In 2016, many Republicans sat on the sidelines. I stood by Donald Trump and served as his Michigan campaign co-chair. I served under his leadership as ambassador to the Netherlands. He is now our presumptive nominee, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to deliver Michigan for the president. I've spoken with President Trump. He knows how tough our fight is going to be in Michigan, and he has tasked me with organizing our efforts. I cannot do this without you. We need to unite behind this effort and do everything we can to deliver our state for the president. I welcome Christina and every precinct delegate and voter to join our fight to elect President Trump. We cannot win in November if we spend the next several months dealing with inter-party disputes. There's no more debate to be had about who the party chair is. The Michigan GOP State Committee, the RNC, and President Trump are standing united with me, and I'm honored to be elected the chairman. I invite Christina and every single Michigan Republican to join our effort to send Donald Trump back to the White House. Important dates. Come join us. You're all invited to come see President Trump tomorrow, February 17th at 7 p.m. in Oakland County. I will be there as well as looking forward to talking to many of you. We are hosting two presidential primary dinners, one in Novi, one in Grand Rapids, on February 25th and 26th. Come join us as we kick off our sprint to the general election. Tickets, $150 a person. They've even got Vivek Ramaswamy coming in on Sunday the 25th to be the keynote speaker. Lastly, very soon I will be reaching out with details about the state caucuses on March 2nd. Congratulations to everyone who was elected at the county conventions last night on Thursday, February the 15th. Look forward to seeing you on March 2nd. And then, of course, the screenshot of Donald Trump's endorsement on True Social. Yeah, we'll see how many precinct delegates go to your caucus, Pete, compared to Detroit with Christina. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.